Well, welcome, Power Hour Nation. This is Jim Fetzer, guest hosting for Daniel. I'm so grateful to him and to Catherine for bringing me back, because my own show on Revolution Radio is broadcast at the same time we're simulcasting this show over Revolution Radio. Now, I want to bring you the news you're not going to get from the mainstream media, which is going to be highly upsetting, but which you need to know. We had a report already published on the 22nd of November 2020, which, of course, was the observance of the assassination of JFK, where a lot of the forces who were involved in taking him out are involved in attempting to take Trump out by an electronic version of an assassination, but also some actual physical attempts, one of which occurred last week at Mar-a-Lago, about which more shortly. We had a report from Johns Hopkins taking a closer look at the COVID deaths, discovering that for no age group was there any significant increase in deaths for 2020 versus 2019. What that implies all by itself is that COVID-19 is not making a difference. That suggests the whole idea of a pandemic is a fabrication. Well, now we know how it was done. Edward Hendry has just published, researchers uncover how the CDC illegally inflated COVID-19 death certificates. You can find it on my blog at jamesfetzer.org. It's absolutely stunning. They violated federal law by inflating the number by at least 1,600%. Here's an explanation of how it was done. On March 24th, the CDC published the NVSS COVID-19 Alert Number 2, instructing medical examiners, coroners, and physicians to de-emphasize underlying causes of death, also referred to as pre-existing conditions or comorbidity, by recording them in Part 2 rather than Part 1 of death certificates as the underlying cause of death expected to result in COVID-19 being the underlying cause of death more often than not. This was a major rule change for death certificate reporting from the CDC's 2003 Coroner's Handbook on Death Registration and Fetal Death Reporting and Physician's Handbook on Medical Certification of Death, which have instructed death reporting professionals nationwide to report underlying conditions in Part 1 for the previous 17 years. This single change resulted in a significant inflation of COVID-19 fatalities by instructing that COVID-19 be listed in Part 1 of death certificates as a definitive cause of death regardless of confirmatory evidence, rather than listed in Part 2 as a contributor to the death. I published earlier reports, too, by John Rappaport and Edward Hendry about how they equivocated on the meaning of the word case. So a case could mean someone who tests positive on the test, or it could mean someone who actually is sick with COVID-19, but where some 97% of the positives from the test are false positives. And get this. The total fatalities using the new guidelines published by the CDC on March 24, 2020 for COVID-19 is 161,392. But had they been using the guidelines in use for the 70 years prior to March 24th, the number of deaths for COVID-19 would only have been 9,684. In other words, we have been massively scammed, not only by the statistics, but by the campaign against HCQ hydroxychloroquine, which Dr. Anthony Tony the Rat, as I refer to him, Fauci, has been denigrating, but where he knew since 2005 is a wonder drug for coronavirus, because it'll not only cure it if you've got it, but it'll prevent it if you don't. And where this would have completely zapped the whole effort at saving thousands of lives that are being attributed falsely to COVID-19, but where it's cheap, readily available, and would not enhance the profit margin of the pharmaceutical industry, where we know the key player in this enormous scam is none other than Bill Gates. Get this. Bill Gates gave $280 million to Imperial College, where the Neil Ferguson model was predicting that 2.2 million Americans would die and 500,000 Brits if their economies were not locked down. $155 million to the CDC to manipulate the data. Another $18 million to the NIH. This is an enormous scam that's been doing huge damage to the United States. Huge damage to the United States. I want to share with you the report of a priest in the Vatican who's telling us what's really going on here.
We're living in a very dark age, and people need to know the truth. So I'm going to tell you in English here what is really going on. It's called the Masonic takeover of the world. Everything deep, dark, evil, twisted, perverse, sadistic, masochistic, evil and satanic that has been lurking in the lodge, the Masonic lodge, and in the hearts of the people who run it is now coming forth into the open day. They founded their lodges in 1717. They spread around the world. They infiltrated institutions. They overthrew governments. Especially they hate Catholic monarchies. They've infiltrated the church, church institutions, Knights of Columbus. They founded their own banks in New York City, Chase Manhattan, J.P. Morgan, Brown Brothers Harriman, Citibank. They took control of the Republican and Democratic parties. They started the First World War and the Second World War, and they controlled all the sides of them. They destroyed Austria because the emperor dared to veto the election of Rampolla Tindaro, their Masonic candidate for the papacy in 1904. And so the cardinals chose Pius X, and for that crime, the Masons destroyed Austria, the only nation that ceased to exist after the First World War. But now that's their ultimate scandemic. The Bilderbergers, that's the Rockefellers. This is total world control. They want control of everyone. They want to enslave us. They just don't want to own us. They want us to be evil like them. They want to take us to hell like them. They want us to love evil like them. There are pedophiles in the worst sense. They want everyone to be a pervert. They want everyone to be involved in evil. They want everyone involved in killing themselves. That's why they want you to suffocate yourself to death, wearing a diaper on your face. That's why they want you to willingly stick out your arm and take chemicals injected in you that will destroy you, change what you are, make you a GMO creature. And that's why they're racing to install all manners of high-tech equipment so that far beyond what is necessary for cell phone communications, I can't even say the name, this channel would be blocked. But they want to control because they want to be able to, through their computers, their few families, their few hundred people around the world, they want to be able to control all the automobiles and all the machinery and all the jobs and eventually everyone's own mind. They built the internet. The internet is one of their tools of control because they know that the more we spend time talking to each other through this method, like I'm doing now, the more we get programmed by it and controlled, because this is not real. Real is who would be next to me, okay? I have been doing the nightly prayers in front of the Basilica for nearly 10 months and transmitting all along. And the reason why no one comes is because I transmit. That's why no one comes. And people don't realize that. You think that this is real, and so you stay home. You think that what you do on the internet is real, and so you don't do anything. It's the ultimate satanic deception. And so that's why I'm doing a totally politically incorrect broadcast right now, because I hope they cancel my channel. I hope they cancel me, because this is their method of control. This is not reality. We need to enter into the streets and take down these evil governments controlled by these evil people. Don't take the vaccine. It will kill you. If not the first one, the second one. But there's a principle more important than whether one vaccine will harm you or not. The principle is you're giving your life in the hands of people who are known mass murderers. The Masonic lodges have engineered the deaths of hundreds of millions of people. These are people that make Adolf Hitler look like an altar boy. I think Adolf Hitler was an altar boy. But these people are extremely evil. Don't trust them with anything. It is a sin to put more trust in wicked people than in honest people. Whoever trusted Jesus Christ the way they people trust these globalists. So, God is putting for us a life and death. We can believe Jesus Christ and live honestly and naturally and morally upright, or we can become the total perverse puppets of a few hundred families around the world. And so deceived and twisted that we think we're free while we're killing ourselves. And the decision's coming quickly, because in January they plan to vaccinate everyone in Italy, whether they like it or not. And in the United States, the military has announced that it can vaccinate everyone in the country in 24 hours. And they were told to prepare to do that by Donald Trump, not by Joe Biden. But both of them will command it when they get in power, unless one of them is convert. I think only one probably could convert, Donald Trump. The other one, I think, lost his soul long ago, if he still has one. So this is what the world is facing right now. It's not a small thing. We are in a very apocalyptic scenario. It might be the final apocalypse that John spoke of. It's so like it. Don't take the vaccine. You can use force to prevent yourself from being vaccinated. You can use lethal force. That's force that's perfectly legitimate, because the right of self-defense, if someone's trying to kill you, you can, if the only way you can prevent that is killing them, that's perfectly legitimate. That's Catholic teaching. It's always been the teaching of the church. Don't accept the big Masonic lie that we Christians can never use violence, or that violence is always evil. Why can they kill hundreds of millions of people, but we can't defend ourselves? Come on now. Christians have always held the principle that you need to get rid of the rot before the rot spreads. If you ran into an individual like one of these Freemasons in the Middle Ages, these people would be hung and quartered before sunset in their village, because everyone would recognize that these people are absolutely evil witches. You don't have anything to do with them, and you don't tolerate them, and you certainly don't give them a chance. You certainly don't give them a chance to spread their evil lies. Okay. It's one thing to speak your mind. It's another thing to use free speech to plan and plot the murder of hundreds of millions of people. Billions. Now they're planning to kill billions. We, the people, have to stop them. We cannot endure this. We cannot tolerate it. And we can't be peaceful about it. Yes, we must pray God, because we won't have this victory without him. But we must fight. Okay. And there are a lot more than us than them. There's nearly 8 billion of us, and there's only a few thousand of them. So there's no way they can survive if we stand up for what we are. Alas, well, billions of people are so stupid, they're going to let themselves be murdered in the next few years by these maniacs. And we can try to talk sense into some of them, but some of them don't want sense. They're completely blinded. We have to steel our souls against what is about to happen, because so many people we love are going to take the vaccine and destroy themselves. And then they'll wonder why it happened.
we told them and warned them. So we need to keep warning people as much as possible now. But things are going to happen really rapidly now because these governments aren't changing. They're not getting better. They're getting worse. They're getting more evil. They're getting more asphyxiated with this thing. Because these people have lost all light. They love darkness. And we have to be the children of light and act an entirely different way. Meaning we have to work for the liberty of people. But that doesn't mean we can't fight. Okay? And this is something we have to recognize is our duty, our mission in this hour. And the more I say the truth, the darker they turn this video, if you notice. And so now it's getting really dark, and I'll salute you. Stay free. Stay close to Christ. Say your prayers, but be prudent now. Things are going to get bad.
Let me just say that while I agree with most of what this priest reported in his highly impassioned statement, and we know we're being scammed, where I highly recommend you reach out to your members of Congress, even the state representatives, your governor, your senators, about the scam perpetrated by the CDC because it's destroying the entire country. But there's so many dimensions to this. I believe he's wrong about the internet, that the internet has been a powerful force for populism. It's enabled fellow citizens geographically distant to interact, to share their results, to join in common cause, to sort out the true from the false and figure out what's going on, which we know the media is refusing to do. Let me add, by the way, that there are several aspects in the background here, one of which involves issues of global warning that the administration of Joe Biden wants to use as a cover story for a host of issues they want to implement. And I want to bring in an expert here who knows a great deal about global warming and what's taking place. He's a structural and civil engineer, Joe Olson by name, to contradict what we're being told by the Biden administration, where a colleague of mine was recently cited by Sputnik News, one of the few reliable international news organizations in the world today, along with RT Russia Today, that Biden is using climate change to distract the public from probes into voter fraud, for example, where the election was stolen on a massive scale, where he, like most leftist tyrants and Democrats, thinks he can transform climate change into a political club with which to beat the American public and businesses into submission, where in America, the high priests of this false religion are the leftist Democrats who are desperately trying to translate climate change into all kinds of despotic political agendas, educational brainwashing, religious dogma, and economic slavery to seize power and control people. It's on a massive scale. Joe has been studying this, and by virtue of his engineering background, he's been able to sort out the difference between the true and the false. Joe, I'm so glad you could join me today.
James, excellent. I've also done a lot of research on the WooFlu hoax, and one of the articles I wrote is WooFlu Bat Stew News for You, which has a listing of some of my other articles. It's at Principal Scientific International. And hydrochloroquine is just a chemically stabilized version of quinine, which is derived from the South American tree Chinoa tree that was used by Native Americans for 1,000 years before Columbus got here, has been used universally for over 500 years, stabilized as chloroquine by the Bayer Company in 1935, and then improved as hydrochloroquine by the Bayer Company. And those patents were stolen at the end of World War II. But it's been in the physician's desk reference as a mandatory medicine for 70 years. It's an alkaloid. It's a natural antibiotic, antiviral, anti-inflammatory, and it's used for a wide range of diseases. It's a preventative and a cure. Read my article, Whoop Loop, That's the News for You, and get some more information on that. Now, getting back to the climate scam, we've been fed a trifecta of false science, which includes carbon forcing of the climate by the minuscule increase in carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, peak oil, which they claim is fossil fuels, in order to say that it was a diminishing resource when it's constantly being manufactured by the planet. My great article on that was Fossil Fuel is Nuclear Waste at Canada Free Press back in 2010. It had 11,000 cross links in 27 different languages in one day. I've also written about sustainable energy. I have an article that was originally posted at Canada Free Press and improved at Principia Scientific called Green Prince of Darkness. And what we have are college professors using Chicken Little science to force Jack and the Beanstalk solutions. You cannot describe a massive dynamic system with a single parameter linear forcing hypothesis, and you cannot correct a false hypothesis by adding a coefficient. To give you perspective on this, Earth has 5.972 times 10 to the 24 kilograms of mass. That's 259 billion cubic miles of mostly molten rock at an average temperature of at least 2,500.
Joe, stand by. We'll be right back at the Power Hour.
Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
I've been taking the curcumin for so many years. I'm up there in age, and I don't have any aches or pain. I haven't taken aspirin or anything of that nature for so many years. If I get a little nagging and I feel maybe a headache's coming on, I'll take about 5 or 6 curcumin, and it's gone. Pain is inflammation. I have always found that if I just take 5 or 6 curcumin, it'll blow it away within 15 minutes.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Now more than ever, we need your support. Jay's standing by to take your call. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, You know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat your Manna food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Well, this is Jim Fetzer sitting in for Daniel today with the Power Hour Nation. It's a great pleasure. I have an expert with me on global climate change who's explaining that it's a scam, that it has no scientific foundation. And if you stop and think about it, they're insisting that CO2, carbon dioxide, which living things exhale when they process oxygen, but where trees and shrubs recycle and convert it back into oxygen, is somehow a threat to civilization. Frankly, if that were the case, we would have expired long ago. It's complete nonsense and rubbish. Joe, boil it down for the benefit of our audience.
Okay, well, we were discussing the mass of the Earth and oceans compared with the mass of the atmosphere, and to skip all the minute details of it, the Earth mass is 10 to the 24 kilograms of a number very similar to the atmosphere mass of 10 to the 18. So what does that mean? That means that you have a million times greater mass in the ocean and the solid part of the planet than you do in the atmosphere of the planet. And they're trying to tell you that a 20 to 50 parts per million range of human carbon dioxide controls the temperature of the entire planet, which is completely absurd. So basically they're saying 50 parts per million in the atmosphere controls a mass not only of the atmosphere, but it also controls a mass of the planet that is a million times larger than that.
So, Joe, you're telling me that there are purely quantitative considerations about the volume of Earth, the volume of the atmosphere, that make the claims that are made here scientifically absurd from scratch. Do I have it right?
Yes, the atmosphere is less than 40 miles thick. 40 miles below us is molten rock, 2,500 degrees hot. It didn't get that hot because of CO2 on the surface, and it didn't get that hot because of the sun.
Now, Joe, I'm ecstatic to have you here as a scientific authority on this matter to debunk it. We have other issues we're going to cover today, and we'll come back and field others and give a link to where you have given an extensive scientific explanation of how we know global warming is not a bona fide cause of concern. Meanwhile, the newspapers are dominated by this second impeachment. It's completely and totally fraudulent. To appreciate why, check out an article from The Federalist, which is an organization devoted to the Constitution and its principles and ramifications, on my blog at jamesfetzer.org. No, Donald Trump did not incite an insurrection. And how do we know? Legally speaking, incitement has an incredibly high bar that none of Trump's actions since the election come close to meeting. The standards were set by the Supreme Court in its landmark Brandenburg versus Ohio case, where the decision held that in order to constitute incitement to violence, speech must include intent and specific, not abstract, instructions to act. It also requires a speech in question would likely produce imminent lawless action, which went a step further than previous legal tests. Now, many of you, like myself, listened to Donald Trump's speech. It was rather straightforward. There was nothing insightful about it. He encouraged everyone to act in a peaceful, patriotic fashion, to let their objections to the theft of the election be known. But it's so far from incitement that it's ridiculous that the Democrats should be doing this. He did not say, go to the Capitol, rush the halls, storm their offices, take furniture or a lectern. Nothing of that kind. Not only that, but he was a mile and a half away at the Ellipse from the Capitol. He did not stop speaking until 1:11. His supporters didn't even show up for around 45 minutes more, after which all these events had already taken place. So as a legal matter, it's really simply absurd. And there was no insurrection. The meaning of that word is very specific. At no point was the overthrow of the government of the United States even a remote possible outcome, not even close. You had idiots taking selfies in Speaker Pelosi's office, praying around with her lectern, had no intention of forming a new government. Not only that, but we know from James, a brother of the leftist provocateur John Sullivan, that he led 226 Antifa members to start the Capitol riots. More and more reports are coming out that those who were arrested in relation to the intrusion into the Capitol, which appears to have been facilitated by Nancy Pelosi herself, who is in control of the Capitol Police, and the mayor of Washington, because we have video showing black SUVs bringing these Antifa members to the Capitol, where the police let them in, encouraged them to come in, took photographs with some of those they let in, and were even showed them where Nancy Pelosi's office could be found. Because as any of you who have ever visited Washington, the Capitol itself, may know, there is no name tag on any of the offices here. None. That means you'd have to know exactly where the speaker's office was by someone who already knew. In other words, the Capitol Police were leading them in for this stunt. Now, there's a very serious problem here. Nancy Pelosi rushed the whole matter through without calling any witnesses and without allowing the president to give an opportunity to defend himself against the charges for the fake impeachment process in the House of Representatives. Then she waited weeks before sending it over to the Senate. Now, the major problem they confront now, as Jonathan Turley has observed in another piece you can find on my blog, Senate faces difficult burden with issue of second impeachment. They have no record. They have no evidence. What they have is a lot of paranoid assertions about Donald Trump having incited an insurrection, when that's gross abuse of language. They're making this up. And you cannot have an impeachment trial if there is no evidence and no witnesses. So the situation is completely absurd. The question now becomes whether the Senate wants to legitimize this radical departure from the traditions of both chambers. Some of us have called for the House to at least hold a day of hearings to allow the chance for the president Yet the House refused to call any witness or hold any hearing. They said there wasn't a day to spare and then did nothing and waiting 2 weeks to submit. So what's going on here? Well, it seems very clear. What Nancy Pelosi is after, and it's highly unlikely she's going to secure it, but this is their gambit. She would like there to be a compromise censure of the president so that he cannot run for federal office again. He cleaned their clock. In the 2020 election, absent the manipulation of the vote, Sidney Powell has released a map of the election. Trump carried almost every state in the union, including California and Minnesota, which I was predicting, and acquired 410 electoral votes. Joe Biden, who is hiding in his basement, who was an absolutely mediocre candidate nobody cared about, he'd run now 3 times for president, and until South Carolina, he hadn't carried a single caucus or a single state in a primary. He's a mediocrity where he even announced to the public, and I do not believe this was a slip of the tongue, that they had created the greatest voter fraud organization in history, and on a subsequent occasion asserted, I don't need your help being elected. I only need your help after I'm elected, because he knew they had it in the bag. The evidence is simply stunning and overwhelming. You can find a nice summary in relation to the Texas lawsuit on my blog, again, at jamesfetzer.org. Joe, I'm very keen on your thoughts about what's going on here, and would I add, most Americans say the impeachment of Trump will only divide us more. A new Rasmussen report found 57% of likely voters said another Trump impeachment would only divide American more. Only 19% think the impeachment will unify Americans. 20% said it wouldn't have any impact one way or the other. Your thoughts, Joe?
Yeah, there's two other provocateur groups that have not been mentioned at this point. One of them is Proud Boys, which have a extensive history of being an FBI front company. And the other one is Boogaloo Boys, which are the militant gay right-wingers, which they received $500,000 from a French banker directly before the insurrection at the Capitol. So there's two additional groups that probably each number 200. So you want to know where the mass of the people came from? They were all brown shirts that were imported from multiple different wings, disguised as Trump supporters. And unfortunately, they sucked a few good people in, including Dr. Simone Gold, who I really regret that she walked into the Capitol and got filmed inside there and is now going to probably be prosecuted and possibly lose her license. A real tragedy for her and her family. But that's how the thing actually went down, is that they had multiple groups of provocateurs, not just the Antifa MAGA groups.
Well, let me add, by the way, that there's now an effort here to suppress any discussion of issues like voter fraud, even climate change, and a host of others. Get this, Joe, stunning but not unexpected. New York Times urges Biden to create an Orwellian reality czar to fight misinformation. Orwell talked of this as a ministry of truth. Joe, this is absolutely stunning that they want to implement a reality czar and turn loose the tools of Big Brother to crack down on those of us called conspiracy theorists who have created the reality crisis by exposing inconvenient truths. And I'll guarantee you, after having invested, you know, a couple of decades of work and research on what's called conspiracy theories, JFK, 9/11, Wellstone, Sandy Hook, the Boston bombing, and more, I can guarantee you that those are seeking to dismiss and trivialize as conspiracy theorists are closer to the truth, far closer than those who are propagating the official narratives. Joe, they want a ministry of truth, and this is coming from the New York Times.
James, you and I did our first online interview in March 16th of 2015 on the nuclear demolition of the World Trade Center buildings. At that point, I had spent over a decade, at least 1,000 hours a year studying the vaporization of the World Trade Center buildings, and that's what we discussed on our interview in 2015. I also spent 10,000 hours at least studying the global warming scam, and since last January, I've spent 1,000 hours at least studying the WooFlu scam, and all of them are frauds. And I've written extensively about it. You and I have had multiple interviews on all of these subjects. And I had a great interview with with Robert David Steele, which is an hour long, and I used the actual visual presentation. Science is 90% visual, and so to understand the concepts of science, you really need to be looking at graphics and charts, and I was able to do that with Robert David Steele. And it's difficult to do when part of the broadcast that we're doing today is radio. So we'll skip doing the highly technical stuff, and I'll provide links to that. But one of the guys that was at the CIA in the early 50s was a guy named Wiesner, who was the lawyer that made sure everything they did had some kind of goofy legal cover. And he was described as the Ozzard of Wiz. And so I wrote a great article about interview. It's a satire, Minister of Truth and the Ozzard of Wiz, which goes through some of this stuff. Some people might enjoy a satire. I'll send it to you. Maybe we can get it posted up at your website. My website was taken down last May. It just got hacked so many times it was put out of business. But I have screensaves showing my website, FaithScienceSlayer.com, as being the number one out of 160 million Google searches. I top everything in the category of faux science. You just put in the words faux science, and my website came up number one out of millions and millions of searches over and over and over.
So, Joe, that's just fantastic, man. I congratulate you. That's so sensational.
I'll send you that screensave because then we can post it too.
Yeah.
Anyhow, so I'm offline now, and they kept trying to take me down. There'd be days when I'd only be one out of 40 million searches, and there were days when Target was number one because they paid to have the faux science slot, although I don't know what Target retail has to do with faux science at all. But anyhow, yeah, you and I've discussed the and the other subjects I've written about include global warming, green energy, peak oil, Big Bang, the Apollo mission, which you and I did a great interview on, 2 hours long, back in December, and that's at the on BitChute, and highly recommend that people go and watch that because it's a really good interview also. And then the World Trade Center, and then a lot of things involved with history because they lie to us about absolutely everything. As Barbara Honegger reported, William Casey in February of 1981 in his first meeting, cabinet meeting with Ronald Reagan, said that we'll know that our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. And we're at that point. Everything that you believe is false. Sorry.
Well, Joe, what you're reporting about what Casey said is correct, but the circumstances not. He did that at his first staff meeting with the CIA when he became their director. Barbara Honegger was there at the time and heard him say it. That's exactly right. He said, our disinformation program will be a success when everything the American people believes is false. Meanwhile, given the difficulties they're having assassinating Donald Trump politically, there has been another attempt to assassinate him in person. On Tuesday morning last, this is a week ago, at about 3 a.m., a sniper's bullet struck a panoramic casement window on the east wall of Trump's bedroom at his Mar-a-Lago estate. It might have slain him had he not recently replaced a tempered glass with Blast Structure International's bullet-resistant glass, which, according to the company's website, can stop anything less powerful than a 50-caliber round. Trump, who's a light sleeper, was awakened by the sharp crack of the bullet striking the glass. which didn't penetrate but caused a material science dissipation fracture, a spider web fissures in the glass, where the security panned out to see if they could find any signs of intrusion. They were unable to do so. They brought in a forensic expert on ballistics from Quantico, discovered the fragments were from a 7-millimeter Remington Magnum round. He found himself in a dilemma to sort out what had happened because it had been fired at a downward angle. Had it pierced the glass, it would have sizzled through Trump's skull. But an attack on that window meant one of two things. If it had been fired from the estate grounds, it would have had to be at an elevation higher than the bedroom, which is 23 feet. The alternative, that it might have been fired from a helicopter or a hovering chopper, that would have been perhaps 100 yards or more away. So this was puzzling, and reaching out to an expert on snipers, Staff Sergeant Hunter Bertius, a scout sniper and instructor at the Marine Corps School of Infantry at Geiger, North Carolina. He explained the intricacies of the shot. That would mean, I believe, from his analysis, there are only a tiny number who could possibly have pulled it off were it done that way. Now, a dear colleague of mine suggested an alternative. They used a drone. I believe this is exactly what happened, Joe, that they flew a drone, which would be less visible or detectable. I think a helicopter would have been picked up by the radar surveillance protecting Donald Trump, and that they use a drone with a rifle mount to fire this shot, where I believe, in fact, that this is within the scope of abilities of the most sought. And while it may be surprising for our audience to hear, if they understand the extent to which the mainstream media is dominated by the Zionists, where I have a panel of 100 experts from CNN, every one of whom is a dual U.S.-Israeli citizen, another panel of 100 executives from NBC, every one of whom is a dual U.S.-Israeli citizen, a third panel from the New York Times, every one of whom is a dual U.S.-Israeli citizen, it's very clear that they were using all the powers of the mainstream media to get Trump out, which raises the question, why, especially when he has been so generous to Israel by, for example, moving the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem, declaring the Golan Heights to be Israeli property when the world recognizes it Israeli-occupied Syrian territory, defunding the UN Refugee Organization, assisting the Palestinian refugees, even most outrageously, and in spite of my strong support for Donald Trump, I fault him when he is wrong, redefining anti-Semitism to include criticism of the government of Israel, its actions or policies, which is a blatant violation of the First Amendment. But, Joe, what Trump has not been willing to do is to bomb Iran. I believe the Israelis think Joe Biden is going to be far more amenable to taking action against Iran. And, of course, they're staffing him, his administration, with one Jewish member after another, most of whom are recycled from Barack Obama's administration. And while I believe the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, colloquially known as the Iran deal, was a good move, because Iran is a peace-loving nation, I believe that Biden is going to be taken out, Kamala is going to be moved up, and they're going to bring in Hillary Clinton, who is responsible for the slaughter of Libya. So in my view, once Hillary gets in, she'll be running the show, just as they shot Ronald Reagan to send him the message, let George do it, and thereafter George Herbert Walker Bush was running the show. I do think what we have here is a third Obama administration with certain caveats. Your thoughts?
Well, back to the drone shot, it's possible that they used a fixed-wing drone, which would have less of a vibrational problem and a greater accuracy. similar to the drone that was used on Nashville Christmas morning. So, and I don't have the model numbers on that, but those are CIA drones that would have the capability of doing radar blocking so that the FAA wouldn't know that they were in the area and would have a greater accuracy, would still be quiet, be able to get close and do that kind of a shot. So, and then getting back to the war drum pounding, we have a Rhino senator from Iowa, Joni Ernest, who said yesterday that we need to be attacking Iran, that they're the world's leader in terrorism, when in fact Israel and the CIA are the world's leaders.
Yeah, you're 100% correct. In fact, Iran is such a great peace-loving nation that it has not launched a war of aggression against any other state since 1775, Joe. Think about it.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.